Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Monday. That means it's time for Common Health with Common Health editor Carrie Goldberg. Hello there, Carrie.
Hello there, Meghna. And I would like to apologize in advance because you and I often talk about medical and scientific matters of serious public importance. And that last segment was so powerful, by the way, about American Sign Language. But today, I would like to begin with a sort of a whiny, personal, first world complaint.
We do enough weighty medical conversations, so go ahead, whine away.
Thank you. So recently, my gym did away with three of its machines, the shoulder press, the ab crunch machine, and the back machine.
Okay, so those classic machines where you sit at the machine and set how heavy you want, those plates, those weight plates, and, you know, and you kind of exert away.
Right. And, you know, these were classic machines. They're the type of machines that's been around for decades. You know, Cybex, Nautilus, everybody knows them. They're a real staple of gyms everywhere. But times are changing, and lately there's a real trend to junk machines at the gym.
Oh, boy. Okay, good thing this is radio because no one's seeing my eye roll in favor of
rolling hard.
CrossFit boot camp style training, that kind of thing.
Yes, CrossFit, TRX, kettlebells, body weight training. If you look at the list of the top fitness trends of the year that the American College of Sports Medicine puts out, there's no mention of machines, and there's a lot of body weight training and functional fitness.
Okay, I want to just apologize for my eye roll because I know millions of people do this kind of training and it's really great for them. So yes. Functional fitness, though, meaning?
Right. So what that means, it's defined as using strength training to improve balance, coordination, force, power, endurance, to enhance your ability to perform activities of daily living. So the thinking is, you know, if you need to, say, carry groceries or shovel snow, you want to do multi-muscle exercises that will train you for that when you work out.
I mean, that actually makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And, you know, the one that stuck in my mind forever was a couple of years ago when we did the Magic Pill podcast. My co-host, Dr. Eddie Phillips, pointed out that when you're elderly, being able to get up off a toilet yourself can determine whether you're able to live independently.
Yeah.
So I've been doing lots and lots of squats ever since. And squats are exactly, they're functional in that they train you for getting up from a seat.
Amongst other things.
Yes.
But functional fitness then, I mean, it's really, really hot right now, and it's making, you're saying, gyms throw out their standard weight machines?
Well, because, you know, space is limited, and this is according to a big recent story in the Wall Street Journal. They're getting rid of these big weight stack machines to make more room for free weights and benches. And at my gym, they put in another squat station, a squat rack where you can squat with a heavy weight on your shoulder, and three benches with weights inside them.
So I'm not yet to see the bad here. I mean, why are you complaining? This sounds
well,
good.
I have trouble with change. No, and actually, my
don't we all?
My question is, does this make sense? I mean, I know functional fitness is great. It makes all the sense in the world. And I know it's a business decision because you want to give your clients what they want. But my question is, are we actually going to be physiologically better off if our gyms get rid of their machines?
Ah, and here comes the weighty medical conversation. So
yes,
are we?
Well, so I called up Wayne Westcott, PhD. He's a professor of exercise science at Quincy College and the author of more than 24 textbooks. And he says, in a word, no.
Any machine that moves a muscle to its full range with an appropriate strength curve with progressive resistance is the best possible way to condition that muscle, to make it stronger.
So he's by no means against squats or push-ups or any of the staples of functional fitness, but he just says it's the research shows that machines do yield functional benefits.
Our studies have shown that the basic exercises improve function as well as anything else you can do, and actually quite a bit better. And we know this from the studies we've done in nursing homes where we've actually rated the functionality of the nursing home residents. Mm.
And, you know, the studies haven't been only in nursing home residents. It's just that this functional element is especially important in elderly people. But he's making the broader point that even though the machines target specific muscles more than the broader functional fitness stuff, that can be good. Like, take the lower back machine that my gym got rid of.
Your low back machine is the best possible exercise for strengthening the low back muscles. It moves it through the full range of motion, hopefully with the appropriate strength curve. Nothing does that better in a progressive manner where you can add a little bit of resistance as you become stronger. Nothing else does that.
And again, Meghna, he's not saying that the freer exercises are bad, but the point is that the machines offer benefits too.
Okay, but those machines are so targeted that one of the arguments in favor of those freer exercises is that you're working more muscles at the same time, right? Like if you're using free weights, we were talking earlier about like doing like a military press with regular weights versus a machine. I mean, you're also using the smaller stabilizing muscles in your shoulders, right?
Yes, that is right. But the point is that you don't, So that's good. That's added
good
benefit.
Thing, yeah.
But it doesn't mean that you should do only that. So listen to Brad Schoenfeld. He's the director of the Human Performance Laboratory at Lehman College in the Bronx. He says training should not be an either-or decision.
What's most important to the average person? It's strength. Strength is highly functional. You're looking to pick up your children, you know, small kids. You're looking to pick up packages. You're looking to move furniture. Machines are going to help you increase your strength.
So I was just reacting that, like, picking up my children is a workout in and of itself.
Yes, you do that a lot. And Brad Schoenfeld even takes issue with the term functional fitness.
The term functional fitness, it's been used to sell, to create a buzz in terms of headlines. It sounds very sciencey, and it's the type of thing that allows personal trainers to market themselves better. And there's very little science behind it.
Now, he doesn't mean functional fitness is bogus, just that there's no science saying that training without machines is the way to go. He says, you know, trying to train without machines is like telling a carpenter that they don't need all their tools or a painter that they don't need to use a full palette of colors. And he says the more tools you have, the more you can tailor your program to exactly what you need.
Okay, but yes. Carrie, he's accusing others of lacking science. That's a pretty serious accusation. Does he have the research to back him up?
Well, he has some. For example, he did research that found that a hamstring curl on a machine targets the lower hamstring better than the equivalent free weight move. And Wayne Westcott did, in his latest study, he looked at people who lost weight on a diet and worked out twice a week on weight machines and with aerobic exercise. And, you know, normally losing weight makes you lose muscle mass. But he found that this exercise program using machines helped protect the muscle mass of the people in the study, and they didn't lose it.
And obviously you don't want to lose muscle mass. I mean, as you get weaker, your metabolism slows down. I'm thinking how it feels as I get older and older.
Yes, that actually happens as you get older. That's right. You don't want to lose muscle mass. And there's another central point these experts have, which is that the targeting that the machines do can be a real plus in some situations.
Well, okay. Like if you're not that coordinated or have issues on your back, right?
Right.
Also, yep. I'm just going to throw this in here. Oftentimes you need a partner for, you know, these free weight exercises, someone to spot you. That kind of thing. And with the machines, you don't necessarily.
You don't. And if you're a beginner, it's a lot more straightforward. Yeah. There's a lot of pluses. Yeah. And I think, you know, ultimately, it's just so individual. Like, what you like is what works for you is what you should do. What the fitness experts tell you is, first and foremost, just move. Just be active. Just do something.
That is the magic pill to steal
the name of your podcast.
Just keep moving. Yep. And also, you know, you got to do what you like because then you're more likely to do it.
You'll do it.
Carrie Goldberg.
You listened to the magic pill.
I did. Yeah. Carrie Goldberg, host of WBR's Common Health Blog. Thank you, as always.
You're welcome.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Let's go do some burpees.
Sound with burpees.
This is Radio Boston.